When Daniel Webster College in Nashua announced it was permanently shutting its doors at the end of this past school year, students and staff were left wondering, what's next? But a different question to be asked is, what happens to the 53-acre campus, comprised of dorms, classrooms, an auditorium, and a gym? As NHPR's Paige Sutherland reports, the campus has been for sale since the spring, and Monday, it's on the auction block.
For 52 years, the Daniel Webster campus was home to hundreds of students. But last May, the campus closed for good. It's been vacant ever since.
This is what's considered the administration building. There are some classrooms in it. It's approximately 30,000 square feet. And as you'll see, literally they dropped their pens and walked out.
Tim Cummings is the economic development director for Nashua. He gave me a tour of the campus recently, and for me, it felt like the college was hit with a zombie apocalypse. All the desks still have papers on them. Posters of former students still hang on the walls, but no one's there. The for-profit college and former flight school closed for financial reasons. It's now working its way through the bankruptcy courts. Southern New Hampshire University took most of the former college's students, but they weren't interested in the campus. The city of Nashua also passed on buying it, claiming the property, assessed at $24 million, was too big and too expensive. Mike Matlott is the realtor charged with selling the property. He says they've had more than 100 calls about it, from people looking at various uses.
A retreat facility, a religious facility, a senior living facility, a college.
And the calls haven't been just local. Buyers in London have had interest. Even officials from India have toured the campus with the idea of turning it into a yoga center. Overall, there are 13 buildings consisting of more than 280,000 square feet. There is also a flight center and an airport hangar.
Gymnasium, auditorium, library, full-functioning cafeteria. It is literally a turnkey operation for a higher ed institution of some sort or some sort of academic setting.
Russ Tebow is a local economist. He says the property has a lot of things going for it.
It's close to metropolitan Boston. It's right next to the airport. It's a nice piece of land, eminently developable in a community that really does have a shortage of available developable land with very strong market demand in the area.
This isn't the first time a college campus has been on the market in New Hampshire. Since 1969, more than a dozen schools have shut their doors. Today, they're being used as elementary schools. Apartments, restaurants, inns, private homes, and one is now a school for international Chinese students. Bradley Safalo runs an investment firm that follows for-profit colleges like Daniel Webster. He says rising college tuitions, growing student debt, and a shift to community colleges makes it hard for small schools to stay afloat.
You know, we're in the midst of this major shakeout in the higher education space. Over the last 5 to 7 years, so you've seen, you know, dozens, if not hundreds of schools that have closed, not only in the for-profit sector, but even traditional institutions. And there are plenty of others, and there will be plenty more.
Economic Director Tim Cummings says the closing of Daniel Webster was a loss to the city of Nashua. Annually, the campus brought in roughly $660,000 in property taxes alone, not to mention all the other economic benefits.
This campus went dark the end of May, and, you know, that was a loss of, you know, somewhere between 1,000 to 1,200-ish bodies to the city itself. And those folks would go out onto Amherst Street and have lunch or stay in the hotels or otherwise, you know, use some of our amenities and entertainment.
The last stop on my campus tour was the library. The stacks were full of books, and by the main desk, local newspapers were still out on display.
All right, I'm going to show you the airiest, like the most airy thing. One of the first times I toured this, and I was just kind of walking through. I came over and I was just like, oh, curious to see the date. And like, sure enough, it's like May 26, 2017. So clearly, you know, the last day they were here, they still put out their newspapers. And that's just like the last remnants of it.
Since that day in May, the Daniel Webster campus has been a ghost town. But today, it's set to get a new owner at auction. For NHPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.